Now, the Ghana Police Service is ready to provide security at all polling centres to ensure the smooth run of tomorrow's district-level elections. The police service has deployed about 40,000 personnel across the country. The Director of Public Affairs of the Ghana Police Service, Superintendent Cephas Arthur, in an interview with Radio Ghana, said about 285 personnel from the Fire Service, Ghana Immigration Service and the Ghana Prison Service have been dispatched to the regions to augment security there.
General preparation by the police and the sister security agencies is fully in place. The police deployed a mop-up of personnel of the various security agencies in Accra headquarters to support some of the regions. And they met, briefed them, and they departed to their various regions to support the police there. So I can say that the police is very ready. We are all set to provide the much-needed security for the district-level elections.
I know you'll be coy on this very question, but for want of information, how many men and women are you deploying in total?
In total, countrywide, we are deploying more than 40,000 men, and the mop-up that was sent from Accra to reinforce personnel in the various regions numbered 2,085.
Well, Superintendent Arthur, what is the message the police would like to send out to everybody, especially the electorate?
The police are saying that this is not a milestone that we haven't already passed. We have done better. We should uphold the kind of name that we have carved ourselves as a country. People should go out there and exercise their vote peacefully. Nobody should do anything on pause that would disrupt the exercise because the police will not allow it.
The much-awaited District Assembly and Unit Committee elections will take off tomorrow. The elections initially scheduled to take place last year were postponed due to a legal dispute among other challenges. Over 18,000 candidates made up of 17,000 men and 1,000 women will contest for positions in the assemblies, while more than 43,000 are vying for position as members of the unit committees. We bring you more on the election.
Originally scheduled for March this year, the district-level elections were postponed after the Supreme Court directed the EC to do so. This was after Benjamin Ayimensa, an aspiring assembly member, dragged the EC to court. This time round, another hitch to the election. It's from Bichemso in Ashanti, where a Kumasi High Court has placed an injunction on the election there. Notices of poll, ballot papers and registers have been sent to the regions and polling centres. 196 unit committee candidates and 29 assembly aspirants, comprising students, persons above 70 years and those who have youth party emblems, have been disqualified. The EC has also increased the polling stations for the elections from 26,000 to 30,000. This is to ensure that no polling stations has more than 850 people on the register, to ensure that voting as well as counting of ballots at the polling stations are done quickly. Voter turnout in the district level election has been persistently low over the years. Factors that would account for the low turnout this year would include inadequate voter education by the EC and NCCE, voter fatigue, fear of intimidation, and disenchantment of voters resulting from the postponement. Others are religious reasons, long queues at the polling stations, and complacency.
You heard that NewsDesk report.